A landmark human rights trial has begun in Guatemala. For the first time, high-ranking military officers are being prosecuted for ordering the murder of a civilian during the country's 36-year-long civil war. The victim was Guatemalan anthropologist Myrna Mack, and her case took 12 years to reach the courtroom. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Guatemala City.
On September 11, 1990, Myrna Mack was stabbed 27 times here in front of her office in downtown Guatemala City. Mack had been studying the plight of tens of thousands of Indians displaced or killed during the country's vicious civil war. Guatemalan intelligence suspected Mack was linked to leftist guerrillas in the remote Mayan region where she was working. Myrna's sister, Helen Mack, identified the body lying on the curb. During a recess in proceedings at Guatemala's Supreme Court, she recalled that day.
The only way I could to recognize her, I just hug her and I put my front in her front, forehead, yes, and I just ask her to, you know, to give me support and strength in order to pursue this case.
With the chain-smoking, bespectacled Mack pressuring authorities, a member of the Guatemalan Presidential Guard, Noel Beteta, was sentenced 3 years later to 25 years in jail. Since then, Mack has been arguing, with the support of international human rights groups, that Beteta could not have acted without his superior's knowledge. Now, a retired general and two colonels, all part of the Presidential Guard, are on trial. General Edgar Godoy, Colonel Juan Guillermo Valencia, and Colonel Juan Oliva face charges they ordered Mack killed. The prosecution's main witness, a former cellmate of Hitman Beteta, Jorge Lemos. Lemos told the court Beteta revealed to him who gave the deadly order.
Beteta told me that when he arrived at his office in the Presidential Guard, he found a file on his desk containing all the information about Myrna Mack, including her address at home and work and her activities. He grabbed the folder and asked Colonel Valencia what it was. The colonel told him to investigate her and then made a gesture as if killing someone.
Beteta now says he fingered his bosses in exchange for drugs. The accused say they're being used as scapegoats. Co-defendant Oliva.
I've always said that unfortunately we came along just at the finalization of an armed conflict. And part of that finalization is to see the high-ranking members of the military found responsible for human rights violations. Unfortunately in this case, they've grabbed the wrong people.
The leaders remain under arrest until a verdict is reached, a bold move by a justice system in which judges and witnesses are routinely intimidated and sometimes killed. Rob Veronick is a Latin American specialist for the Lawyers Committee on Human Rights. He says what's kept this case moving ahead is the tenacity of Helen Mack, who has also been repeatedly threatened.
It says something rather tragic about Guatemala that, you know, the system of justice couldn't do this on its own. The human rights groups couldn't even do this. It took the extraordinary determination and love of a sister, the almost obsessive willingness to risk everything to get us to this point. What this experience has given Guatemala is a true hero. You know, she is pound for pound the greatest threat to impunity that Guatemala has seen.
Peace accords ended the fighting between the state and rural insurgents in 1996. But key reforms have yet to be implemented, such as reducing the size of the army and redistributing land to farmers. Helen Mack, sitting in the office of the foundation she started in her slain sister's name, says it's only through forcing trials like hers forward that the country can break free of the military's grip and begin to heal.
In Guatemala, we never had prisoners of war because they were all killed. So that means that all the militaries in Guatemala has blood in their hands. And that is the blood pact. So they will never talk, because if they talk, they will accuse them for the murders they have committed.
Guatemalan President Alfonso Portillo promised 2 years ago to eliminate the controversial Presidential Guard, which has been blamed for killing many suspected subversives. Last year, two Guard members were sentenced for the 1998 murder of Roman Catholic Bishop Juan Girardi, a prominent human rights activist. The Presidential Guard, however, remains intact. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Guatemala City.